Hi, I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two, two takes at a movie currently playing in the Kansas City area. And today the topic is a well-worn Hollywood story. It's the fourth version of A Star is Born.
And it's a Bradley Cooper production. He stars in it and he produces it, directs it.
Wrote it. And he also provided his own music.
I didn't know that part, but I'll tell you, I went to this reluctantly because I thought no one can top James Mason and Judy Garland in that performance of A Star is Born. But this blew me away. I was thrilled, crying, moved. It was such a touching performance by both Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper. I loved it.
And it's the story about the star who's on a downward spiral versus his protege who's on the way up.
Yes.
And their tragic romance. And of course, you can see what's coming from miles away. But you know what? Doesn't matter.
It's as thrilling as going to a rock concert that you love and their love affair and her evolution into a powerful star herself.
Lady Gaga plays the girl who he has become her Svengali of sorts.
Yes.
However, her career takes off while his flounders, and he also flounders in alcoholism and self-loathing.
Yes.
And therein lies the tragedy. But you know, even with all the melodramatic flourishes, it still works thanks largely to the very likable cast and a realistic approach.
It's a crowd pleaser. And you know, I thought there was a resemblance to Judy Garland in Lady Gaga's face and in her trembliness at times.
Interesting comparison.
Yeah.
I think this is Oscar bait and big time.
Yes.
It's the sort of thing Hollywood loves. They love it when an actor becomes a director and has success. And so you can give him a giant statuette right now.
Well, it's one of my favorites for this year.
I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two.